Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston as the college football conversation continues. We are delighted to have on our show for the very first time from SB Nation, a college football contributor that is Alex Kirshner. Give him a follow at Alex_Kirshner, KirShner. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's start with one of your recent college football features that our listeners can check out at sbnation.com, and that, of course, is Florida State. What an incredible comeback. The tone of your article, obviously you were very impressed with their quarterback. Give us your impressions of that freshman quarterback who made his first career start on Monday.
DeAndre Francois is a redshirt freshman for Florida State. Obviously kind of exists in a shadow of another redshirt freshman there, Jameis Winston, who was really remarkable a couple of years ago when he made his own debut. And Francois, at least statistically, was really right there with him. I mean, he wasn't quite as accurate, but he put up bigger numbers in terms of yardage, both on the ground and through the air. Showed that he can beat you with his arm or with his legs and just demonstrated a lot of football intelligence and a lot of resiliency, too. On a night when Ole Miss's defensive line, which is really good, spent a lot of time hitting him, and he stuck in there, didn't turn the ball over, and more than that, really made a lot of ground up for Florida State once they fell behind in the game.
You know, and that's not easy, making your debut against a ranked team on national TV. There's a lot of pressure, and I thought, you know, certainly in the second half he was stellar. What does that say? You just used the word resolve. I mean, what about, you know, his resolve, his resilience, and the fact that he was prepared and he did not back down?
No, he didn't at all, and it's tough. I mean, you mentioned the opponent, and Ole Miss really is a really deep team that brings a lot of problems on defense. Marquise Haynes, their defensive end, who hit him a couple of times, really just destroyed him on the first touchdown pass that Francois threw. I thought it was a pretty good metaphor for his night. I mean, this was when Florida State was still down maybe 28-6 in the last minute of the first half, and Francois just took a pretty brutal shot, clean but brutal, from Haynes, and hung in there, delivered a perfectly accurate throw to Travis Rudolph for a touchdown. And then by the time that was over, Florida State had scored, I don't have the number off the top of my head, but something like 20, high 20 unanswered points, and possessed the ball for almost the entire third quarter while doing it. They really flipped the game on its head, and Francois was the guy who led that charge. On a night when not a lot went right around him. I mean, Dalvin Cook, who's probably his best weapon offensively, was well under 100 yards and not great on a per-carry basis either. The offensive line had its problems, but Francois did not.
College football contributor with SB Nation, Alex Kirshner, is with us tonight right here at SB Nation Radio. The next generation of sports talk is here. You can listen anytime, anywhere. We make it so easy. All of your favorite SB Nation Radio shows are live and on demand right from your smart device. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, just stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. And you can always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. And I tell you what, Alex, is, you know, week one really showcased some impressive quarterbacks in college football. Of course, we're here in Texas, and obviously we watched that game very closely between Notre Dame and the Longhorns, and just Shane Buechele, how he stepped up. What is it about these freshman quarterbacks, their maturity, and how they've been able to, these coaches have been able to accelerate their process and get them ready to step in?
Yeah, that's a great point. It does seem like this year's had a lot of guys who are 17 and 18 years old, just kind of stepping onto the scene in really big moments for really big programs and doing well. I think what Texas did with Buechele that was really impressive was they found ways to use Tyrone Swoops to protect him and vice versa for Buechele to help Swoops. You know, they used Swoops in some running situations when they were pinned back deep in their own end of the field, maybe protect the freshman from having to deal with awful field position. Alabama used Jalen Hurts, obviously he kind of took over as that game went along, but deployed him, you know, relatively conservatively, which they were able to get away with because you're Alabama and you can run like you can run when you have that offensive line and you have Damian Harris and all these other guys. You know, you don't need to put so much on your freshman, but it did seem, I mean, it's not that they didn't put any responsibility on these guys' shoulders, because they did, and they had to do a lot, but they were also, you know, they were put in, it seemed like, particularly in the instance of Buechele, in a really good place to thrive, and I think you have to give Sterling Gilbert, Texas' offensive coordinator, some credit for that as well.
Hey, we digressed a bit. We were talking about Texas Notre Dame, but I want to get back to Ole Miss and Florida State, specifically about Ole Miss. I mean, is that one of the biggest meltdowns that you've ever seen?
I mean, it's hard because they're playing a top five team and a team that has some real athletes on both sides of the ball. The pass rush for Florida State, we talked about Ole Miss's, DeMarcus Walker, I think, had four sacks for Florida State from a defensive end spot and was really good. And obviously that secondary with Derwin James, who might be the best safety in the entire country this year. I mean, it's a lot of guys to continue to score on for that much time. And Francois and his group on offense are a tough group to stop for all that long. It was kind of a meltdown. I mean, there's no doubt that it was a completely different game after halftime and even just into before halftime. But we'll see. Ole Miss will be an interesting team. I mean, they're never boring.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
As much as they are up and down.
So is Florida State, or how serious of a threat are they to Alabama?
I think in theory it could be a pretty big threat. I mean, Alabama, how big a threat can anybody be? I mean, the way Alabama looked last week, if they're playing like that, probably not going to lose any games. But you know, you're not going to win every week 52-6. I do think Florida State's in that group of teams that would have a legitimate chance to beat Bama in the college football playoff, I think. You look at a team like LSU where, you know, obviously they lost this week, so let's just use them as an example anyway, where your best weapon is a power runner like Leonard Fournette. I mean, Alabama's not going to get bowled over by any kind of power running back. But if you have a speed back like Dalvin Cook or a running quarterback like Francois, or if you're a team like Michigan that has versatile weapons like Jabril Peppers or Stanford with Christian McCaffrey, guys who are tougher to game plan for than just overpowering the other team, I think those are the best kinds of players that can actually make a dent against Alabama, and Florida State definitely has a couple of them, there's no doubt.
Just a couple more minutes with college football contributor with SB Nation, Alex Kirshner, is with us tonight right here at the Big E Sports Show. Give us a follow. We are interactive at E Radio Sports. Okay, zero in on the SEC Conference. What kind of improvement do you anticipate from week one to week two? Because they did not impress. They went 6-6 outside the conference.
No, yeah, it wasn't great. I think it'll be tough to judge a lot on week two because there's just not that many good games this week, to be honest. I'm trying to think how many games are actually in the SEC. I know there's Florida and Kentucky, and it could be it. I'm not sure if there are any other. I haven't looked at the entire schedule, but mm-hmm. I think what you need to see out of a couple of teams that were disastrous in week one is just some stability. I'll be really interested. I think the most interesting game involving an SEC team might be Arkansas at TCU. Game where both teams were pretty poor in week one, but won anyway. Arkansas by 1 point against Louisiana Tech, I believe it was. So, you know, yeah, I think the name of the game has to be stability. Just get yourself somewhere near the right track. If you're one of those SEC teams, one of those many SEC teams that didn't look good at all or even lost the game in week one, just get yourself on the right path. I mean, there's a lot of easy wins on the schedule, or at least there should be this week. So business as usual, and don't mess it up.
Okay, so where did you have Texas coming into this season? Do you have them in your top 25?
I didn't rank out a top 25 personally, but I think that I would not have. If I did, I don't think I would have included Texas in it. I do think you have to now. I think it is pretty likely that Texas is going to have a good year. I don't know exactly what their record will wind up being, but, I mean, that's a good team, and I'd be pretty surprised if it didn't work out to be one of the 25 best that exist.
College football contributor with SB Nation, Alex Kirshner, has been with us tonight right here at the Big E Sports Show. Give him a follow at Twitter, @Alex_Kirshner, K-I-R-S-H-N-E-R. First time on the program, Alex, we look forward to another conversation. And, of course, check him out at sbnation.com for some great reads. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much for your time, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. And the next generation of sports talk is here. You can listen anytime, anywhere. We make it so easy. All of your favorite SB Nation radio shows are live and on demand right from your smart device. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, just stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the Big E Sports Show.